This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are reports today from provincial officials in southern Afghanistan that 11 Afghan civilians were killed in a U.S. air raid yesterday morning. U.S. military officials confirm there was an attack in the area on Sunday, but they say suspected militants were killed. The region has been the scene of several recent U.S. operations to find suspected al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. NPR's Guy Raz joins us from Kabul. Guy, what can you tell us about this attack over the weekend?
Well, very, very little, in fact, Melissa. We do know that there was some kind of aerial attack on a small village in the southern province of Uruzgan early on Sunday. U.S. officials at the Afghanistan military headquarters here at Bagram are saying that five suspected militants were targeted in that raid, but they haven't yet confirmed the account that we've been receiving from some provincial authorities in the province. And what they're basically saying is that 11 Afghan civilians were killed in that raid. And there are conflicting reports about whether the attack was carried out by warplanes or whether it was carried out by attack helicopters.
And according to provincial officials, it sounds like among those civilians killed were women and children.
Indeed. They're saying that there were at least four women killed, four men killed, and three children killed in the attack that happened on Sunday morning.
There was a report last month of another U.S. air attack in the same region that killed children as well.
Yeah, that's right. Just last month, there was an attack in the town of Ghazni. It was also an aerial attack. And unfortunately, the attack resulted in the death of nine Afghan children. The U.S. military was saying that it had targeted a suspected Taliban leader who they believed was hiding in the area. What happened, of course, was that those children were killed. And so the U.S. military has opened an investigation to find out how and, you know, why it happened. There have been several U.S.-led attacks in the province of Uruzgan, Kandahar, Helmand, all these southern provinces. They've seen an increase in U.S.-led operations and actually also an increase in militant activity.
And why are U.S. forces targeting this area that you're talking about?
U.S. officials here believe that those southern provinces are the most problematic. You know, we're talking about an area roughly the size of Montana. You have an enormous border with Pakistan down there, and that border is extremely porous. There's only one official crossing point in the south, but that isn't really the main route used by locals. I mean, people who live on either side of the Afghan-Pakistan border can sort of cross very, very easily. And it's thought that a lot of the militant activity happening in the south is coming from Pakistan. I mean, you'll remember, of course, that the Taliban used Kandahar City, which is, of course, the major city in the south, as the de facto capital in the country. And the city was very heavily targeted by U.S. forces. There's been a real increase in suspected Taliban activity in the south in the past, particularly in the past 4 months. So there's a real sense that the problem there is increasing.
Afghanistan is supposed to hold presidential elections this summer. Do you think that the growing violence in this area that you're talking about would be giving officials in Afghanistan second thoughts about the wisdom of having that vote?
No question. And I've spoken to several Afghan officials about this. I mean, I should say that there's a real split among officials in the country because on the one hand, you know, Afghan leaders agreed 2 years ago to hold elections. They agreed to this in Bonn, Germany, that they would hold these elections by June 2004. On the other hand, it's not entirely realistic. I mean, we are approaching that date. But the reality is that most Afghans haven't been registered to vote, particularly in the southern part of the country, where there is such an enormous security problem. It's so unreliable. So unless there's some stability in that area, in those provinces, it's going to be very, very difficult to hold that vote.
Okay. Thank you, Guy.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
NPR's Guy Raz in Kabul.